Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we are back coming up on 9 o'clock right now. Always honored to have on our show the brilliant former coach now working at NFL Network named Brian Billick. He represents the people at SeatGeek.com. Let's bring him on right now. Brian, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I know I'm going to have to talk you guys off the ledge again, but here we go.
Boy, are you ever. Brian, we love when you come on. First of all, I want to mention SeatGeek. Use the promo code Billick. You'll get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. You can get lots of great tickets to lots of games. I even wonder, Brian, could you go to London and get tickets in Wembley Stadium? Because that's where the Eagles are going to be Sunday.
You could. Wow. That'd be a good one. That'd be a test of it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, sure would. Brian, I'm going to be honest with you. I consider you one of the most knowledgeable and forthright people we ever have on the show. I respect your opinion tremendously. I want you to hear what Doug Peterson said after the loss on Sunday. He held a news conference yesterday, and he said something that upset a lot of our fans. So I'd like you to hear it, and you can give us your reaction to how Doug is handling this crisis. Here is what he said.
Do you think there were enough blitzes down in the last two drives?
Blitzes?
Yeah.
Is it going to change the outcome of the game? You're asking me, should I run the ball more? Should we blitz more? What do you want me to, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Why is it crazy to ask if you should run the ball more or if the defense should blitz more? Why is that? Why do you perceive
Well, I mean, now you're getting into game plan stuff and you're getting into scheme and you guys aren't in there watching the tape like we are for, 18 hours a day and putting game plans together. And it's easy to sit in a press box and say, hey, they should run the ball. Come down and stand on the sideline with me and make decisions. You know, I should run it here. I should pass it here. Let's throw a screen here. Let's get the quarterback out of the pocket right here. Oh, no, there's 15 seconds left on the clock. I mean, so, until you're down there with me on the sideline making in-game decisions, then, I guess you can ask all you want.
All right, Brian, your reaction to what you just heard.
Well, I've been there, done that. You can obviously tell the frustration, and it is frustrating because, there again, I'm going to talk strictly from a coach's perspective, and what he said was exactly right. It's the easiest thing in the world, even for me watching the game on TV or up in the press box, to look and when things don't go well, go, oh, you should have done the other thing. Yeah, if you played zone, you should have pressured. If you pressured, you should have played zone. If you threw it, you should have run it. If you ran it, you should have thrown it. The post-analysis of that is the easiest thing in the world to do. Now, you're seeing the frustration, and that doesn't mean that as a coach, you're not going to go back. You're going to analyze that. Yeah, maybe I should have blitzed more. Okay, that may be a calculation that you have to make going forward, particularly when you look at what happened in that fourth quarter, which was a bit of a head-scratcher on a team that I think is a little better than what they showed in the fourth quarter against Carolina, although Carolina's a pretty good team, so you got to give them credit too. So there's going to be that kind of analysis. It's just kind of tough when as a coach, you're sitting there hearing it from a bunch of guys that don't know the difference between a quarter pounder and a quarterback.
I like that analogy, Brian, but let me just ask you, let me start on the defense because so many people are upset about that. Players on Carolina, wide receivers said, when the Eagles got to the fourth quarter, they backed way off, and that really gave us a chance to get into a rhythm. The Eagles are not even acknowledging that. They're saying, no, we made no change philosophically in what we were doing. Are we supposed to believe them, or are we supposed to believe the guys on the other side of the ball that scored three touchdowns late?
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons like that can happen, and you always talk about, to use a cliche term, prevent defense just prevents you from winning.
Yes.
And you can get a little passive. I saw that in the Ravens-Baltimore and the Saints game, which was really a really good game, and two teams that are really good teams playing one another and really, came down to an uncharacteristic Justin Tucker miss of the field goal or the extra point. But to my money, I think New Orleans got a little passive in that last drive, letting Baltimore kind of move up and down the field, that they needed to do something a little bit more. So, you know, when you look at the tincture of time and how many points need to be scored, there does come a point when you look at it defensively thinking, well, you know, as long as we don't give up the big play, and we can go a little more passive because they just don't have enough time. When do you do that, and when's the mistake? Because you can pressure and go up and play man-for-man all you want and really force some early throws, but you also leave yourself vulnerable to those big plays. So as a defensive guy, you're constantly making those calculations. Is there enough time left for them if we go passive?
Hey, Brian, I want to go to the other side of the ball because this, to me, is the most compelling argument against what the Eagles did. 17-0 lead. From that point to the end of the game, they ran 14 plays, 13 passes. Is there any defense for that? That doesn't make sense to me, whether I'm looking at 18 hours of tape a day or I'm not. That makes no sense.
Yeah, you want to be one of those teams that in the second half or in that situation, again, let me take it back to the New Orleans and Baltimore game, only because I saw that game and it was really a good game and two really good teams. New Orleans, typically a team with Drew Brees, they've now become a team that can do that in the second half and in the fourth quarter with Ingram and Kamara, and that's a good place to be. I'm sure that is something the Eagles would like to be, and you're talking about the top three rushing team in the league last year. They're not running the ball real well right now. And so you're constantly making that calculation. Can we do this? And let's keep in mind, that Carolina front seven with Luke Kuechly and Kawan Short and that front four, they're pretty stout. They're pretty darn good. So for a team that's not running the ball well against a team that is really built to stop the run, yeah. Now, it sounds like I'm making excuses for Doug Peterson. That's not my place. What I'm trying to do is get the fans to recognize there's a reason you do what you do. It's not just a, hey, yee-haw, let's throw the ball up 14 straight times. You know, there's calculations, I think Doug alluded to it, you know, in the post game saying, you know what, we do spend time with this in looking at film. And we're making the calls based on the best judgment we have, based on the team we're playing. Let's give the other guys credit, too. They're pretty good. And when you've got to hold on to the ball and convert, you want to do what you do best. And right now, running the ball is not what the Philadelphia Eagles do best.
Yeah, that's kind of what he told us yesterday, Brian. But I'm really curious about what happens in the mind of a coach after he's won a Super Bowl. Is it more annoying to hear strategy calls from media people when you found a way to win the whole thing? Do you get a little more full of yourself after you win it?
Not full of yourself. I don't know that I'd put it that way, but there is a frustration, and this league is all about that, and you got to learn to deal with it. I was one that, you know, kind of wore it on my shoulder a little bit sometimes and was willing to go round and round with the media with not being disrespectful. But to say, look, between the two of us, I'm the only one in this conversation that knows what's going on, okay? Because you don't look at the film. You look at the game, and that's cool, and you can have a perspective. But it's insulting to intimate that you look at it as intently as I do. And last, you know, all of a sudden last year, I'm in all the right rooms. I'm a bright guy. I'm an offensive guru. And now I don't know what I'm doing. That's tough to swallow in a little bit of a stretch.
Very interesting. Last thing, Brian, and you led me right to it. You now have the perspective of both sides because you've been in the media for quite some time after being a coach for a long time. Did being in the media change your perspective of this side of it?
The only thing that it changed was, because now I'm one of those guys that is going to make a comment. You know, I'm constantly asked with my given duties, well, you know, will you criticize this guy or that guy? And I always say, no, I'm not going to criticize anybody. Now, I will critique. I'll give you my opinion. But it's just like everybody else. It's just an opinion. Now, maybe it's a little bit more informed in that I do look at the film. And I have been doing this for 40 years. So maybe it's a little more informed. Maybe not. You know, at the end of the day, it's like anybody. I've always said when I was doing game, once my broadcast partner was done saying, you know, the Eagles go off tackle for 4 yards at 2nd and 6, anything that comes out of anybody's mouth, mine, newspaper guys, even the coaches and the players, it's just an opinion. Some more informed than others. It does, you know, but what I have learned is that as a coach, you got to recognize, one, they have a job to do, and two, you as a coach, you really don't have any say in this. You don't. because that's what this game's about. We get to talk about it, critique it, argue it, sit at the bar and dog cuss one another about no, this, that, or the other, because that's a great thing about the game. As a coach, you got to realize, no, you don't have any say in that, because you know, you just do your job and we're going to get to do what we get to do.
As usual, great insights from Brian Billick. Brian, I'm like one step further away from the ledge now. So you did help me a little bit there.
Good. That's good. You hang in there. Like I said, God bless you. You're in the right division.
Go to SeatGeek.com. Thank you, Brian. That's right. Now, we are in the right division.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.